With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of speculation about the economy getting stronger very shortly, especially in 2026, after another move by the Fed yesterday to cut its key interest rate by a modest quarter point.
The Federal Reserve reduced its key interest rate for the third time in a row, but signaled that it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. The cut reduced the rate to about 3.6%. That's the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. Not budging on interest rates could attract ire from President Donald Trump. He's demanded steep reductions to borrowing costs. The Fed met against the backdrop of elevated inflation that's frustrated many Americans. Consumer prices have jumped 25% in the 5 years since COVID, with higher prices for groceries, rents, and utilities. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky meeting today with leaders from about 30 countries in a high-stakes video summit. Those talks aiming to secure strong security guarantees and shape fair terms for ending the war with Russia. Time magazine has named Architects of AI as a group recipients of its annual Person of the Year recognition.
The magazine had already predicted this year would demonstrate artificial intelligence's potential with no turning back. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, has been tracking the advanced technology.
AI is being used by children, it's being used by adults, it's being used by adversaries.
Colonel McGinnis' own reflections are in his book, AI for Mankind's Future, A Christian Perspective on the High-Tech Revolution. Among the eight individuals Time recognizes are Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Tesla's Elon Musk, and OpenAI's Sam Altman. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Disney putting $1 billion into OpenAI and signing a 3-year deal that will let fans create videos and images of 200-plus Disney, Pixar, and Marvel characters. This is SRN News. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is celebrating. Michael Harrington explains why.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists have uncovered the longest remains of an ancient wall that once encircled Jerusalem during the time of Hanukkah. The evacuation was just completed last week. It reveals a section of the Hasmonea, a wall foundation built a few decades after the Hanukkah story took place. This wall is almost 165 feet long, 15 feet wide, and once held taller structures. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with a Wall Street Business Report.
The Federal Reserve's quarter-point interest rate cut is not enough for President Trump. He continues to criticize Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
The head of the Federal Reserve is a stiff, and, you fight that. It's amazing. We fight that, and yet interest rates are going down, except with him, not too much. He did a rather small... A number that could have been doubled, at least doubled.
Wall Street rallied to near all-time highs in the aftermath of the latest interest rate cut, and Chairman Powell's suggestion that further reductions could be on the way next year. Unemployment applications jumped to 236,000 last week. At the same time, continuing claims have dropped to the lowest level since April. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.